only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just like music.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's show. I am Miss La Crush Hearts, and we are ready for another awesome edition of Musically Inclined on Phone Fantasy Radio. Now that y'all have heard my official opening, introduction, intro, if you will, I can officially say, what the fuck is up? I just have to get it out. I'm focused. Okay, so this is Musically Inclined. Tonight is January 21st, 9:01 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:01 Central, and hello, it is Martin Luther King Day. Our president, Mr. Barack Obama, is on his office as of today. What else? I heard there was some big news in football. We'll get to all these things. Okay, so I don't watch football, but I heard there was this big thing going on with the sports, NFL is concerned. I don't follow it, but I heard that Ray Lewis on the Ravens actually won, and they will be heading to the Super Bowl. They beat out the Patriots, if I'm not mistaken. Right. And I guess they'll be going after the 49ers. And the coaches are brothers. Anybody see? John and Jim. They're brothers. For the 49ers and the Ravens. The Super Bowl. I don't know who's going to win. But I heard everybody, most everybody I talked to, is actually rooting for Ray Lewis because he's supposed to be retiring. And I even heard that there was some conspiracy theory going on there. With the whole NFL or sports in general, which I think is true too. Yeah, so. I don't know. I don't follow the sports, so who am I to judge? 805-830-8320 is the number to call in. Press that one. Talk and chop it up and after hearing what your opinion is about the sports highlights of the weekend. Give me the 411 of how it all went down. Also, check me out in the chat room at phonefantasyradio.com. Just click on the listen and chat button. What else we got going on? And that's it for now. So what I do, I'm going to go ahead and play some music because that's what we're here for. And then we'll come back and we'll keep the conversation going.
And you'll bring me 100 bottles.
Yeah.
It's a little dark in here. It's time we light this chuck. Come on. Let's go.
Montana.
Oh, you know we had to do the remix, right?
Come on.
Oh, it's only right.
Let's go. We got potential. I can be a sponsor. Let it backstage at a summer game.
Tap your hands to this.
Hair like Rihanna.
Tap your hands to the remix.
Held by all if she want to shot call.
Tap your hands to
this. Do it with a baller. Shot call.
We get money over here.
In the Phantom, thought they seen a ghost. Trying to live life, baby, gon' make a toast. All white drop head, just me and Flock. My new deal sweeter than piece of rock. I took over the streets, didn't miss a block. Did it for NY, baby, shot the big and pop. Can I hit it in the condo? Can I hit it in the morning like Alonzo? Shorty got potential, knew it had to stand for. Ass like Nick, hair like Amber. Coke boy till he bury me. R.I.P. the homie Heavy D.
Let it backstage at the summit.
Tap your hands to this.
Hair like Rihanna. Shoot your
hands to this. Tell
by all that you want to shot caller. Be with a baller. Shot caller.
Let's
tell by all that she want to shot caller.
Let's
be with a baller.
We get money over here, baby.
Shot caller. Let's tell by all that she want to shot caller.
Sippin' in the Gotti, billboards in Tokyo, worth about a billion, I still run the city. What you really thought? I wasn't coming through. I invented ballin', the shot callin', the rock boy, top 10 hitter. Like she came with the car, left the lot with her. Can I hit it on a jet? Diddy Rex Ryan, autograph signing. Shorty kinda flashy, I could be a sponsor. Hair like Cassie, shoe game is awesome. We on that Syrah,
the road.
Red berry with the red bottle. NY, we the headliner. So we got the baller,
hot shot caller. Let it backstage,
yeah,
at the summit.
Tell
your hands to this. Hair like
it's
Rihanna.
Professional.
Shoe game is awesome.
Tell
by all that she wanna shot caller.
Shot your hands to
this.
Be
with a baller, shot caller.
We get money over here.
Tell by all that she wanna shot caller.
Put the coupe on a pair of Chuck Taylors. Bought the block, no love for the neighbors. Top down praying to my Lord and Savior. We on the floor, Pacquiao, the world's greatest. Boxing, all I ever did was mob and weed. Now the crib, 8 mil, that's no thing. Give me props to keep it real, your man hating. Not the crib, she couldn't get past the landscaping. Cranberry Letterman, I had him handmade. Double M genius, even the band played. Car face, 500 inch flat screen. Stack cream, not a made back, Mac cream.
Let the backstage.
Come on,
tap
your hands to this.
Hair like Rihanna.
Come on,
tap
your hands to this.
Tell by all
that
she wanna shot
call.
Wanna be with a baller. Shot call.
Come on,
tell by all that she wanna shot call. Wanna be with a baller.
Shot call.
Tell by all that she wanna shot call.
Shout it rock to the beat for your boy. Shout it, yeah, do yeah. It.
Hey, it's low so in case you ain't know so.
Rock to the beat for
hey,
your
Dream,
boy.
Let me tell you about Shorty. Sugar, honey, iced tea. Prettiest one I see. Little mama, I see. They say she a Pisces. I heard they a feisty. You know how to treat her. She'll be sweeter than a high C. Clean up very nicely. Shoes are kinda pricey. Match them up precisely. Good jean, nice tea. Like a food, spicy. And she is the same. Hotter than a flame. But I do not know her name. Is it Keisha?
Keisha.
Is it Tisha? Maybe Lisa. Or Teresa. It could be Tia, maybe
Aaliyah.
I guess I'll find out one day. For now, I'ma say,
Shorty pop it, Shorty type it. Should've stayed there all night. It will you, will you? I missed your head picture. It. Now it's time I it. Get back up with you. Now she's all grown up, 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 up. Rocking them stilettos, jumping up out of that Mercedes truck. Ooh. It was Keisha, it was Sonya, it was Tanya, it was Monique, it was Niecy, it was Kiki. Hey, now to see you at 23, all I can say is. She
But, you know, give us a call and let us know.
805-830-8320, check that one. I think 313 is in the building. Shout out to the 313. I don't even know where that's at, but shout out to the 313. Russ is in the building. L, sexy old Russ, and we got an anonymous user in the building. Remind you to all click on, sign up, make a free account, and sign in. Join us in some conversation. Because, you know, that's what it's all about. Russ, how's the sports scene over there in England? I know y'all got different sports. Y'all football is a different football. Y'all think it's soccer out there, huh? You watch sports, Russ? Let me know. Hit me up. We got a call from the 313. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, this is Irish the Boss from Facebook. I said I was going to join. I'm here.
Well, welcome. Hello?
Yeah, I got on a little bit late, but I made it on.
Well,
see what the radio show about.
Thank you so much. But today is a light show. We're talking about sports right now. I'm trying to figure out the dynamics of them. There's a big game happened, I believe, last night, and the Ravens won with Ray Lewis. He's about to retire. So now we got the Ravens in the Super Bowl. Are you into sports? Are you into the NFL?
Yeah, the Ravens might as well pack it up. I'm sorry, but the Ravens ain't going to make it.
Okay, why do you think so? The Ravens aren't going to make it. Why do you think so?
Because they too cocky.
You think so?
Yeah, they ain't got no chance. Maybe next year, if they maybe mellow out, then they might have a chance next year.
So you think attitude plays a big part?
Yeah, they're a little too high maintenance for an NFL team.
Oh. So are you a Ray Lewis fan?
I mean, Ray Lewis personally a good football player, but some of the members of the team make the rest of the team look bad.
Oh. Okay. But you're going to tune into the Super Bowl, yes?
Of course, I'm going to watch it.
Oh, okay. Do you have any stake in it? You bet on anybody or anything like that? Who are you rooting for?
I think the 49ers got it.
All right. That's your prediction. All right. We'll definitely keep a tab on that and see how it works out for Musically Inclined. What's that, February 3rd at 6:30, I believe it starts, Baltimore versus San Francisco. I don't know, that just sounds awful. So we're looking forward to seeing that action. Poor New York. New York has been out the picture for a minute, hasn't it?
Who are you taking in the Super Bowl?
I'm gonna go with the 49ers. I'm sorry. I'm gonna go with the Ravens.
Oh, really? Why is that?
I don't have no particular reason. I just want to go with the Ravens.
going with the underdog, huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the underdog. Everybody keeps saying that. You're not the only one I've heard that from. I've read that. I've seen that. A few people saying that, but I'm gonna go with the Ravens. You know, last year they said we wasn't going to win, but we did. You know. So anything is possible when it comes to these games, you know.
I mean, it is.
Right. Okay, so basketball. What's your take on the NBA?
The NBA needs some help because some of the teams that was good got too comfortable.
Oh, is that what it is? Well, I was looking at...
They got too relaxed.
I don't know.
I feel like they don't have to put that much work in to win games like they used to.
Oh. Okay, so New York City... We have two teams now. We got the Brooklyn Nets and we got the New York Knicks. They're going it up, you know, who's who. They're battling up for that. And so far it's a 2-2 tie for the season as far as the Knicks. The Nets won their last game, 88-85. What you think about that?
Well, I haven't seen too many basketball games lately, but I think the Brooklyn Nets are probably a better team.
Why is that? I think so too, but why do you think so?
I don't know. I just think because they was like a newer team under newer management, and a lot of people doubted that they would do good, and they pulled everybody wrong.
Right. They do a hell of a good, you know, to be brand new the way they are. As far as, like, team and coaching and location, they're doing pretty decent. They are. They are doing
right.
I definitely agree with that, you know.
And they're not overconfident.
Right. They still, well, not yet. Not yet. They got to get a ring first. Then they can be as cocky as they want to be. They got to bring home a ring first. See, I don't know. I was just talking about, you know, when you know, you have people that play sports and who watch sports and these fanatics. You know, they get rough and wild and crazy after their team wins. You know, they do some real outrageous stuff. So,
right.
You know, that's New York. That's epic. New York City, like Brooklyn is back on the scene. Because, you know, we used to have the baseball team, the Brooklyn Dodgers, and then that disappeared. But to have a basketball team back on the scene with our own arena, like, can you imagine what's going to happen?
Oh, you got a little bit excited about that.
Right, like, you know, we feel a some type of way right now. Like, we got this. We got this in the bag. But so far, so good. So, who's your favorite player?
Oh, man, that's a tough question because there's different people from different teams I like.
Mm-hmm.
I can't single out one person right now.
Mm. Okay, who's your favorite player of all time?
You said who's what?
Who's your favorite player of all time?
Oh, of all time?
Of
really?
All time, yeah.
Oh, wow. I know you did not put me on the spot like that. Wow.
How about this? How about I go, I'm going to take a quick break, play my two-song set, and we'll come back, and I'll give you a chance to think about who's your player of all time.
All right. That'll work.
Okay, so folks, y'all tune into Music and Inclined with myself, the Fresh Hearts, 805-830-8320. This man right here is a legend in the hip hop game. He sent me his track, and I'm honored to play it. This is MC Shan, Bring Hip Hop Back. You all back.
Get your hand out of my pocket! Get out of my pocket!
Old school, I'm a hip hop head, hip hop host, spinning hip hop bread, hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track.
Let's
bring hip hop back. I'm the type to claim I never knew that cat, and on sight, niggas laying you out flat. Confidential CI, nigga, you that rat, claiming thug. Where the fuck they do that at? Is it to my understanding that you're handling coke keys? Talking about you pros? Nigga, you broke, please. You better save it for a lawyer. Less trips to the strip club, tricking on Toya. You can never hold down what I maintain. Sick, got the people saying I ain't sane. Hot boy, acting like if you ain't flame. Got a chopper, but the bitch can't aim. In this game, son, I hustle like a nigga to sling crack. Waiting for these pussy little niggas to swing back. Me and you could never ever be on the same track. If coke was a notebook, this would be the bring back. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spending hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. Let's bring hip hop back. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spending hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. Let's bring hip hop back. Nigga, step up and get your cranium cracked. I'm trying to be cool, this ain't a way to react. I really ain't feeling what he's saying, he whack. Y'all niggas fraud, so I'm taking it back. I'm his worst nightmare, everything he fears. Fuck all his talking, nigga, see me when the check clears. Now y'all rapping and pursuing careers, and this shit that I've been doing for years. Since when do some 20 inches sit a nigga so high? Walking so the nigga didn't see me stroll by. This is why I'm still getting paid today. Cause legends don't die, we just fade away. He must have rolled the short bus cause he acts slow. The rookie nigga talking like he all pro. I'm jumping in but I ain't screaming, look out though. I'm screaming, fuck you nigga, die slow. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spending hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. Let's bring hip hop back. Call me old school,
I'm a hip-hop head. Hip-hop hoes spinning hip-hop bread. Hip-hop rhymes on a hip-hop track. Let's bring hip-hop back. You'd rather see a blind man cause he write braille. Why that nigga locked up? Cause he like jail. This nigga here shook cause he look all pale. To tame a beast, you got to grab it by the tail. But the trick is, I'm hard to catch. And your style and my style, they hardly match. I'm looking at the surface and it's hardly scratched. You still bleeding and you partly patch. I stay on point and keep one in the chain. And ain't worried about you cause your bitch ass lame. Fuck around and I'ma leave your bitch ass maimed. Nothing personal, it's part of the game. Original Don, you know where I'm with me. My gun pun cop, no bullshit talk. Your pussy all that rude boy, I move from a dick. My tech gets the rusty, but still shoot shit. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spinning hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. Let's bring hip hop back. Call me old school, I'm a hip hop head. Hip hop hoes spinning hip hop bread. Hip hop rhymes on a hip hop track. Bring hip hop back. Yeah.
welcome back to Musically Inclined. I am Miss The Fresh Hearts, and this is what I said, Musically Inclined. That right there was an indie artist who was on our blast door last week by the name of Chaos Jackson and his single Dead President. And before that, like I said, I played the legendary MC Shame, Bring Hip Hop Back. I like the track. You know, I was singing right along with him. He is a straight nut and a half. I love reading his status on Facebook and Twitter. He is a straight mess, and I'm definitely with him. Bring hip hop back. But, you know, there are some people out there that are actually doing big things and are on point when it comes to hip hop. I seem like a lot of the mainstream has the lines are blending, whether it's hip hop or pop or, you know, I don't know. Anyway. Give me a call, 805-830-8320. I got 313 on the phone with me, holding it down. We were talking about some sports before I went to my little break. Question before we get back to sports, what did you think about the two tracks of this place?
They were pretty good. Kind of have an old school touch mixed with a little bit of a new school, but like an old school flashback.
Definitely agree with that.
Okay, have you come up with a player of all time?
Old school player, I probably had to pick Dr. J.
Okay, why? Because he didn't try to copy nobody. He played the game the way it's supposed to be played, but he had his own original style.
Sounds good. Where are you calling from? The 313. Where is that at?
Detroit.
Okay. I'm with you now. I'm on point now. I'm with you. Detroit in the building. You got a favorite team?
You talking about basketball or baseball or football?
Basketball.
Ooh. I don't know at this point. I mean, I kind of do, but I'm not too sure.
Okay. Well, that's enough of sports for me. I'm all out of sports. I don't know. I'm a championship type of gal. Like, I care about it once we get to the ending. Like, the playoffs, the championship, the Olympics. The Super Bowl. I'm that type of the Subway Series. I like those type of games. Everybody get excited. You start riding to my dick, and then it's over for me. I can't follow throughout the season though. Can't do that. I'm not even gonna front. I can't do that. However, if I had a school, that might have been a different story. But I don't think you want to watch sports with me because I'd be like, okay, what we do? And that's what he did? How you do that? Why they call that?
I don't know. It could be interesting watching sports with you, but at the same time, if we're going for the opposite teams and they're playing each other, it might be a little difficult.
Yeah. I always vote for the person that's the underdog. I'm gonna go for the opposite just to get on your nerves. Like, guess when you get stuck your teeth, throw your eyes at me. Every time they make a basket, a touchdown, I'm throwing my arms up like, yeah, told you.
Oh, wow.
And then you're something to look forward to at the end, you know, at the end of the game. Now you can talk to a sheep, you know. Give you something to look forward to. Give you something to look forward to at the end of the game.
Now, when it comes to football, I do have a couple of favorite football teams. But...
Okay, what's your football?
One of my favorite teams would have to be the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Patriots, New York Jets, two of the teams. And then I have to have the Pittsburgh Steelers as one of my favorite teams.
Oh, good. Can I ask you a quick question beyond sports?
Yeah.
I'm going to Facebook now. So, Facebook, I have over 2,500 friends. No, I don't know all of them, but I do. Anyway, however, I've been ignoring or deleting requests from people that's out of the U.S. of A. Like, I got a lot of Nigerians, India, those types of places, Turkey, you know, only certain people from the U.K. I bring on. Am I racist for doing it? I'm not trying to be prejudiced. It's just that, you know, they start sending you stuff and they want to IM you stuff and they want to ask you for money and they want to post pictures of their dick and all that. Like, I don't want to go. I don't want to see all that on my timeline. So I don't even, I just delete them.
Yeah, that's, I mean, all that's going on and stuff, that's kind of a dangerous situation, especially when there's somebody from another country you don't know. Or, I don't know, they just seem kind of awkward.
Right. It's just the whole situation is awkward because they're going to send you a note, or they're going to send me a note, rather, and they can't speak English, and all the words are going to be mixed up, so you got to sit up there and try to decipher the note. And then they're going to ask you for your number, and they're going to be like, well, call me, and they give you this 13 million long length of number. Like, who's going to dial all those numbers? I'm going to get international calling just to call you, not me. Then they want to get on Skype.
They must going to pay the phone bill for you to make the phone calls.
They'll offer to do that, too. I've had some people offer to do that, but I'm not going to go through that. If I call anybody, it's going to be rough in England. Russian England. But that's just me. I don't know. I just feel bad sometimes. Like, I hope y'all think I'm racist, but I'm not. I'm not racist. I'm just particular. Is that it? What about you? You got any crazy fans on your page?
Not really crazy. I mean, sometimes it'd be people that I would hear from sometimes and stuff, and then all of a sudden I don't hear from them no more, or one moment they act one way, which is a good way, then the next minute they try to avoid me or, you know, try to show the opposite side for unknown reasons. So that's why most of the time when I do make it on air and stuff, I really don't have too much to say to nobody.
You talk to me?
I have sent you a few messages, I believe.
And what I said back?
It's been a while, so I can't even remember.
Oh, okay. All right, at this time, it's time for me to make my call. I get to call somebody because I'm awesome like that. Who should I call? Let's go to the phone and see who we can find to call to say hi to. I know who to call. Let's call Stiggy Style. He was supposed to be here already, so let's call him and we're going to chat with him for the day. Hopefully he'll pick up. I got to say my goofiness. You call it Stiggy Style, the Salad. You better pick up. Hi. Is he there? Or did we get a voicemail? Okay. I don't think he's there. That didn't work the way I thought it would. Okay. Anyway, we still got you on the end. You want to tell anybody about yourself? You want to shout anything out? Put anything out there?
Nah, not really.
Not really? Okay. Well, folks, at the top of the hour, which is 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we got the Indie Blast Off session. And what this refers to is I'm going to play 3 Blast Off songs by independent artists. And I'm going to ask you to go to PaulFantasyRadio.com and vote on if the song should be blast or trash. If that's something you would like, you would play on your iPod, you would tell your friends about, blast it or trash it. And after they get 50 votes, we will invite them back to, we'll invite them for a live interview on the Fantasy Limelight on Fantasy Radio. If you have a song or music that you would like to submit to Phone Fantasy Radio for airplay, you can also do that at fallfantasyradio.com. Because that's how we roll. I like to play indie music. I like to hear the different tunes out there and all that good stuff. That's what I do.
Okay.
You like underground music, independent music?
Sometimes.
You know me?
I like it sometimes. Sometimes, it has been a few times that some underground music has been better than some known artists.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with you there. And sometimes it's good to just hear a different producer and a different beat and a different melody. You know, sometimes I feel like they all just sing in the same way, or they got the same beat pattern, or it's just something that just seems like it's just all under the same umbrella. You know what I mean? So it's good to just hear something different for a minute. I think so. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/phone. WRPF Radio. And we're on twitter.com/phonefanradio. So like us and follow us, and we'll do the same. And what else I got going on? I got some more music. So, you going to hold on? You going to stay with me for the night?
I'll be out here for a little while.
Okay. Well, we'll be right back.
Phone Fantasy Radio, playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
She take my money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger, way over time, that digs on me.
Gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. She need a bomb, met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I can tell you rock, I can tell by your charm. Five girls, you got a flock, I can tell by your charm and your arm, but I'm looking for the one. Have you seen her? My psychic told me she have a sex arena. Trina, Gina, for Lopez, four kids, and I gotta take all they bad to show this. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I put up in the bins, they all got a bin. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you f***ing with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to f*** with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. 18 years, she got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You would see him on TV any given Sunday, win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got lipo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want freedom. We want freedom. Yeah. It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave, yo, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, and on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Now I ain't saying you a gold digger, you got knees. You don't wanna do the smoke, but he can't buy. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all watch him, he gon' make it to a beans out of that action. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week is a surprise. So stick by his side. I know his dude's ballin', and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Let me hear that back.
Definitely gotta love you from good music. Welcome back. Okay, so here's the dealio. We got literally about 8 minutes to the top of the hour, 9 minutes to the top of the hour, and that's where we begin our indie blast off session. We just played playing for Kanye West, and before that we have some Janelle Monáe. I like her. What about you, 313? You like Janelle Monáe?
Yeah, Janelle Monáe, an artist a lot of people don't really know about because the way she came out independently through P. Diddy label and everything with an EP, I don't think it sold that much, but it wasn't really a bad album. And a lot of people, you know, like maybe listen to the single on the radio and then brush it off and then take it serious.
Well, I just heard the criticism that I first heard it. I heard the original version of Tightrope, and I actually dug the video that she did. And I thought that, you know, that's an entertainer right there. You know, she definitely has spark, and like you said, she had the right promotion and production promotion team behind her. She's gonna be one of them artists that come out fresh and brand new, and you're like, where? Who's this? And she done been out for all these years. She's gonna be one of those breakthrough artists, late bloomer type artists. I understand. Oh, shout out to 347. I see you, whoever you are. 5040. I see you. So I got this indie blast. I got three independent artists that I just picked randomly. And gonna play their music at the top of the hour. And y'all can vote, blast it or trash it, at soulfaceradio.com. Look under quick links and click on the indie blast or and blast it or trash it. And like I said, if they get 50 votes, they will be invited to for a full length interview on the Fantasy Limelight right here on Soul Fantasy Radio. With myself, Mr. Crush Hearts. You can check out other awesome talent that we highlighted in the Fantasy Limelight, from indie artist Esther Mogul from Bronx, New York. We also had a spoken word artist, JG the Juggernaut. We loved him. Lowry Edwards, Poetic Love. We also had Guinness Book of World Records. Norma Six on a show a few years ago. We also had Supreme Diva and all those underground adult SFBBW models out there. You know, we did a scene for that. So definitely, if you want to be featured on the limelight, whether you're an author, model, music artist, whoever, if you got something that you would like to bring to the table, you know, us to highlight your talent, by all means, hit us up at soulfaceradio@gmail.com. I'm looking for people to interview and all that good stuff. So that's what I got going on right now. And if you want to request a song or send a shout out and you want me to read it online, you can text me. I do have a text number. 805-214-8320. Text me at 214-8320. Or you can send me a tweet at Phone Fan Radio. And I got you. And that's how we roll on Phone Fantasy Radio. Okay, we got 4 minutes remaining on the Klizzak. Now, today was a very special day, besides it being Martin Luther King Day. It was also the day our president was sworn back into office. He did a wonderful speech. And he had Beyonce sing the Star Spangled Banner song. And she did an awesome job. I think so. I heard it. She did an awesome job. However, at the end of her singing the Star Spangled Banner, the announcer had to pick out a flaw. Because, you know how you take your earpiece out your ear? She took her earpiece out of her ear, but it didn't stop her. She gave her awesome. She didn't go over the top. It was very subtle. It was very nice. I think so. But it's just like the media just have to pick a flaw out. Did you see that, 313? 313?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I was doing something.
Mm-hmm. What you was doing?
Huh?
What you was doing?
Oh, I had walked away from the phone for a second and came right back.
I was asking if you've seen Beyonce perform the banner song today, the Star Spangled Banner.
No, I missed that part.
Well, she did a very nice job. She didn't go over the top. She didn't get ballistic with it. She kept it real simple and cute, and yet the announcer, whoever was, you know, commentating, had to make a comment, like you just had to pick a flaw out of it. And it's just crazy to me how media does that. They just have to pick something. It can never just be like, oh, that's nice. They always got to point out something. Oh, look, did you see that mouse run by? You know, they always got to pick out something that out of the performance. You got to see that. Go to YouTube. Go check it out.
I think they do that trying to take the spotlight off of the person that's the entertainer for the moment, to try to put themselves in the entertainment spot, because they feel uncomfortable with themselves, so they try to ease themselves by putting somebody in an uncomfortable, compromising position to get the public or the audience to have like a laugh test to take the pressure off of themselves and make themselves feel relaxed.
You think so?
I mean, that's my only theory I can come up with for you.
What? Well, I probably agree. Good. Okay. All right, so I got 3 minutes. 805-830-8320. Shout out to somebody who sent me a text of all these songs. I can't get them tonight, so I will get them tomorrow. But we got a nice little playlist somebody sent me about 5-6 songs, so that's going to be like a whole playlist by itself. But shout out to the 718-0812 for sending that to me. So really appreciate that. We're on Twitter. We got Twitter. I hate when people add you as a friend on Facebook and then they have to go through all your pictures and like each and every one of them. Why? Why can't I turn that off? I hate that. That's why I hate adding people as friends. Because, like, you know all they want to do is see your pictures. But you ain't got to tell me that you looked at every picture that I had up there. Really?
Just oh, wow.
Right. They got to like each and every one of them. And then when you go back, you have, like, 40 notifications. Ooh, what's this? And it's all spooky, like, your photo. And they got all these photo pics. I'm going to delete them. That's my fault for having so many photos, right? Oh, no. I know, I'm going to behave. 805-830-8320. Shout out to Russ in England, 313. What you listening to over there, making all that noise?
Huh?
Nothing. I'll be right back. I'm going to my Indie Blast session. Folks, once again, listen to these songs. Wonderful artist. Lanice London out of PA, Pennsylvania. This is a track called Rose.
And now for my next number, I'd like to return.
Yeah, I need to feel this. Yeah, okay. Music with my heart lies, so divine, true religion. Without music, it's like lost and found, something's missing. As I look up in the sky and then I get the wishing, this metaphorical life should happen. This to the skeptics, the doubters, and the non-believers, this is the ultimate resurrection, the true achievers, road to success, fully loaded with all types of features, showing love to all the spectators, minus the bleachers. If I don't make it, then I guess it wasn't meant to be, but my future's looking bright, so that's hard to see. Intended and destined to do something great, that intense feeling that you have is the finest hate. I'm on the road to to return again, bars in my backpack, doing a lot of trafficking, looking for the right mix, retracted from the master, and this is real hip-hop, so
Alright. Lust, just a rude way to say you're beautiful. Now tell me that you love me with your cuticles. Black Kama Sutra wanted you to know that I go to work, turn your bed into a cubicle. Surfing in your box, no TMZ, one call, I'll be on the way like EMT to lay you on your dresser, like I laid you on the stretcher. Cuff your wrist like I promised to arrest you. Or maybe blindfolds and some candle wax. Need an info, fake freaks can't handle that. Exotic women that come from where the sandals at, or where they shooting AK-47s off of camelbacks. But I keep an eighth wonder up in Queens, with a walk so mean, watch her walk about your dreams. To my black on black coupe as the boom back flow. So fly, she the leader of the new black vogue. Oh my God, she gorgeous, a diamond in my eye. Oh my God, she flawless. Black Kama Sutra, baby girl, I'm the soulless. Oh my God, she gorgeous, a diamond in my eye. Oh my God, she flawless. Black Kama Sutra, baby girl, I'm the soulless. I got a fetish for your moans, that's why I be poetic with the flows, noetic with the poems. But what you feel is ignorant, your zenith is the imminent, rebirth of your feminine. How I run it back like an Emmitt Smith in his prime. Call me Dion, I be lying. Call me PM anytime. Call me AM with your dimes at the club round five. Cause we down in 305. Dade County, they be live with the choppers or the slide. When they chucking off the vibe, hate a block and see no eyes. I see out with see through dress, Senorita. Two always bout La Vida. Hilton Bentley, they meet her in the elevator. Roll up while we wait up. The girls fixing makeup. I'm seeing that they caked up. They say they work at KODs. They leave me bankrupt. While I'm undressing, they girl, I got they faced up. Oh my God, she gorgeous, a diamond in my eye. Oh my God, she flawless. Black Kama Sutra, baby girl, I'm the soulless. Oh my God, she gorgeous, a diamond in my eye. Oh my God, she flawless. Black Kama Sutra, baby girl, I'm the soulless.
Welcome back, welcome back. That was Nicole, the Indie Black Girl. Three amazing artists. I think they're very talented. And so we need you, the listeners, to go vote right now on songfantasyradio.com. We played Denise London, Roses of Stuff, followed by John Kilroy, Black Karma Sutra. And that right there was G6, something about her featuring Pleasure P on the track. That was quite awesome. Give me a call, 805-830-8320. And let's keep going. So, we all heard about the whole Lance Armstrong doping scandal. They're going in on this guy. You know, he admitted to certain things, but all types of stuff has come up, actually. It's conspiracy. It's crazy. The whole situation is crazy because if you didn't know nobody, you didn't know about Lance Armstrong and the struggle that he did go through as far as the cancer that he was having and everything that he was going from. But I don't know, where does he stand at right now? I mean, as far as it would be, because you know, it's against the rules. I know they're trying to take all his titles away from him. And it's like, you know, I've been here, I have that, I experienced it, it's like now it's over. But this brings you back into the news. But what do you do afterwards? How do you gain that trust back? How do you move on from this situation right here? I got the 313 in the area. What's going on, 313?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm all right, just sitting back, chilling.
What did you think of the show so far?
I'm pretty good. Some of the independent artists and stuff are pretty good.
All right. Well, that's a sort of love on Musically Inclined, and just talk about random shows, random things that catches my eye in the news and so forth and so forth. So, my I'm talking about the whole Lance Armstrong thing. Have you followed that situation? Is that something that interests you?
What situation is that? I didn't hear you.
Lance Armstrong.
No, I hadn't followed that.
Me neither, so don't go mad.
I know who Lance Armstrong is. I haven't followed the situation.
Right. We know who he is, but we didn't follow his situation. Well, I haven't followed his situation. Maybe I'll bring this back to the show next week when I got, you know, go through it a little more. But supposedly he was doping up when he was competing. He was doing drugs, enhancers, while he was competing during the whole time.
Oh, yeah, I had been heard about that. I didn't know they were still investigating me.
Oh, yes, they are. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, yeah, we got that going on. Today's Martin Luther King Day. Our president is in for his second term. This morning. We're just chilling right now on Fall Fantasy Radio. Tomorrow night is the Honey Suite. I'm back on air at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. And right here, we'll be talking about, what do I have scheduled for tomorrow? I don't know. Tomorrow is Tuesday. I normally actually try to have a topic available for those days. That's just something I actually want to talk about tomorrow. So tomorrow, we'll be discussing being a witness to a crime. But instead of trying to be of some assistance to help resolve the crime, we become a cameraman and record and post it to social media sites like Facebook, YouTube, and Worldstar Hip Hop. And what is that doing for our society in 2013? That's what we're talking about tomorrow night when I actually have a topic. being a witness to a crime. And it's very disturbing to myself because, you know, I don't follow the news. I hate the news. But like I said last week, there was a case where somebody was pushed onto the track and the train was coming. And they have a picture of the man trying to jump back on the platform. And somebody.
Hold on 1 second. Be right back.
Okay, right. We didn't have to tell me that. But anyway, there's a picture of a man trying to jump back onto the platform, and the train is literally like feet away from him. And that was plastered on New York City's New York Post. Excuse me, New York Post is the New York newspaper, and that was the front photo. And I think that was just horrific. And I think that we need to talk about it. So that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow night, right here on the Honey Street with myself. Save the number to your phone, 805-830-8320. Y'all can join me in the chat room at phonefantasyradio.com. Click on the last tab, listen and chat, and the show should start automatically playing. John, the filmmaker, is in the chat room. Shout out to John for tuning in. He said he's glad he got busted. Now the world can see that white Americans don't rule and other athletes have been robbed of opportunities simply because they don't dope up. But I don't care because that white boy don't pay my bills. All right.
He's referring to Lance Armstrong, and
about being dope drugs and stuff like that while competing. It's like a while competing. So, shout out to John. Thanks for showing love and participating. I really appreciate that. So, now there's opportunity for you to promote your event, business, website, project, or Phone Fantasy Radio, Musically Inclined, by simply going to Fiverr.com. We're taking all event requests for $5, and we'll promote your event right here live on the show. You can be sort of our sponsor for the show. You know, you need all the help we can get, and you know, you need all the help you can get. So we're here to help. There will be an official link on PhoneFantasyRadio.com. But you can hit me up at Fiverr, Fiverr.com/LAKIUSH. And put in a request for $5. Send me all the information about the project, event, or business online website that you would like to promote. And I got you. At the top of the hour, I will say, you know, special announcement, blah, 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 present, blah, 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 blah. Put your contact information out there, and I got you. Remember, this show is recorded, and it is available on iTunes, and downloaded, and we have over 4,500 listens a month on average. So, we're doing good for ourselves here at Phone Fantasy Radio. So, if you want to take advantage of this, it won't last long, folks, but it is here now. $5 for each show, $15 for all three shows, or $5 for one show, and we'll promote your next project or your next event. Right now, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go play another song or two, and then I'm gonna come back and finish chit chatting. Cause that's how we do it on Phone Fantasy Radio. Musically Inclined.
Nothing more than a trench coat and stilettos. Tonight I intend on making you scream in falsetto. Follow the trail of red rose petals leading to my king-size bed. Now lay on your back, thigh spread, and enjoy the movement of my tongue while I proceed to make your eyes roll into the back of your head. see, sweetheart, you may have been with other men, but tonight I intend to lift up your skirt. Insert my fingers and massage your G-spot until you squirt. Tonight I want you to release and leave puddles of your orgasmic juices all over the sheets. See, I'm a man who understands how to use the forefinger on my hand to massage your vaginal glands. Suck on your nipples until you squirt so hard that you need a bedpan. So lay back, relax, and unlock your thighs while I use my tongue to lick your wet womanhood counterclockwise. Have you surprised by my cock size? Leave you feeling so good that you'll be looking cockeyed, moaning in pleasure while the bed rocks and my rock-hard cock slowly slides inside of you. I just want you to release. I want you to sit on my face, ride my tongue, allow me to lick your inner thighs and feel tears of joy fall from your eyes. I want to make love to you until your orgasm has an orgasm. Tonight, I'll intentionally give you every inch of me, cause you to drench the sheets, clench your teeth while I make love to you sensually. Eventually, feel your pelvic throbbing. I'll have your head bobbing, knob slobbing, have the bed rocking till your neighbors come knocking. I want you to come so hard that you call your doctor and tell him he needs to prescribe you a med. Leave the sheets so wet you think you peed the bed. Now close your eyes. Visualize my tongue taking a trip towards the inner region of your hips. Fantasize feeling my warm tongue flick the tip of your clit. You can't escape my strong grip, so just lay back as my mouth savors every sip of the love juice that drips from in between your coochie lips. And I can tell you're excited because your clit is beginning to swell. And you're naturally wet, there's no need for lubricant gel. Now fantasize feeling my fingertips filing your erect nipples while I slowly slide every inch of me inside of you, causing your body to shudder while I hone in on your G-spot. And I'm penetrating you with slow, deep strokes. Suddenly you feel an increase in your pulse. Anticipation begins to peak, and within minutes, your body begins to convulse. Now make eye contact with me while our bodies rock rhythmically. You moan in pleasure with each deep thrust, and I'm bending my back swiftly, urging you to bust. That's it, baby, get your nut. And I quicken my pace. Your hips gyrate while I penetrate deeper, and within minutes, your wet womanhood pulsates. Wet waves of pleasure and satisfaction come gushing out of your floodgates. And I hear you screaming, I feel you squirting. Don't worry about wetting the sheets, women also deserve to skeet. Moments later, I hear you whisper that squirting is the closest thing you've ever felt to paradise. Rest for now, because later tonight, I intend to make you squirt twice.
T-shirt and my panties on.
Just how you like it.
T-shirt and my panties on.
Waiting for you.
Yeah, I
know that's too much woman for you, man. You gotta crawl before you walk, right?
I had to water down a tad bit. All that hip hop in my ear. Had to turn it down a bit. Just a bit. We heard a spoken word artist by the name of Kyrie, and that was his piece called Skirt. I've never had the pleasure, but sounds like it would be an awesome experience. And then I do the Dina Howell with t-shirt and panties on. I still got some more stuff coming up for you. You are tuning into Music Beat and Fly. Shout out to John, the filmmaker, for stopping through and sharing his opinion with us. We got Russ in England. We got 313. We got people checking us out from other websites and sending me messages. Shout out to 718 and 347. I see y'all. Thank y'all for supporting me. Monday night, 9 p.m. We call this the Monday Night Jukebox. Musically inclined, for playing music from hip hop, R&B, spoken word, and the hot indie music. And that's how we do it. You can also check us out tomorrow night for the Honey Suite, where we're talking about being a witness to a crime and getting footage for World Star Hip Hop instead of actually help it out. And then on Wednesday night, we return with the Swinger State of Mind. My co-host Trinity Blake will be in the building 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Save our call-in number, 805-830-8320. The website, officially, homefantasyradio.com. Submit your music, MP3, 128-bit rate. To folfantasyradio@gmail.com. Song requests, shout outs, dedications, voicemail, text 805-214-8320 or call us up live 805-830-8320. I would love to hear from you and hear what's on your mind, and you know, let's know what's going on in your neck of the woods. We started off tonight with the Indie Blast Off. Three awesome independent artists. We have Lamise London, Rose of Success, John Kilroy, Black Karma Sutra, and G6, Something About Her featuring Pleasure P. You can check out those three artists right here on PhoneFantasyRadio.com as well. We are looking for people to be featured in our Fantasy Limelight. Join the likes of Larry Edwards, S. The Mogul, Supreme Diva, Rocky from Larger Than Charge Magazine, Norma Pitt, Guinness Book World Record Holder for the largest natural breast in the world. She wears like a triple Z, y'all. Like, she can fit two little midgets in her bra. I've seen it happen. Go to YouTube.com and Google her. Shout out to her. She's doing big things. She was on TV recently. There's a new program called Double D's out there. She was actually featured on there, so y'all need to check out Norma Sips, everybody. She was on Fantasy Radio. Awesome lady. Very down to earth, and I really dig her, as well as Rocky. Very down to earth. And they have all paid business, so big up to them. Also, we have a special feature on Full Fantasy Radio where you can listen to great music 24/7 from our music stream. Just go to livestream.fullfantasyradio.com. And tune in with your iPad, iPhone, computer, throw on your headphones, minimize the screen, and just enjoy some good tunes. We're looking for advertisers and sponsors, so hit us up, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com for more information about that. And that's how we roll out here in Phone Fantasy Radio. All right, so tomorrow I have a topic. Wednesday, Swinger State of Mind Radio, homegirl Trinity Blake, hopefully she'll be in the building with us. What are we talking about on Wednesday? Oh, we're going to see a conversation about boundaries, and also we're going to look into how to be a swinger in 2013. So if you're interested in the lifestyle, you want to know more about the lifestyle, there's less time to do that. You can also submit your origin time questions by going to phonefantasyradio.com. And it's an awesome show. Check it out. We have big things coming for the new year. And we have a good time on that show. Mature conversation. But we also get a little silly and have a, you know, have a fun time. So you definitely want to check out Chewing and State of Mind radio show. You don't have to be in the lifestyle, but just to hear real stories from real people that are active in the lifestyle is always a good thing to do. It's always interesting to hear what's going to come out our mouths next. So definitely take a moment to check us out on Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yeah. Sometimes I just gotta break out and song. Gotta get it out my system. I'm so excited about and happy to be back on air on Fantasy Radio. It has been one hell of a ride. I'm gonna say the last year, from 2012 January to now. It's been one hell of a ride for Fantasy Radio. Shout out to Black Supporter, Lady C, Frenchie, French, and JCC. It's so real people that the brick work that that showed us love on both Fantasy Radio, you know, that was a part of Fantasy Radio. So a brief moment of time, but it also helped more with my Fantasy Radio and my song. I think I grew up in the last year as far as Fantasy Radio is concerned. So one of my goals this year is definitely take it to the next level and get out the house and get things rolling and moving. So I'm looking for things to do. Party. I don't know about parties. So open mic. I was invited to open mic this Friday. Not too far from the house. I was invited. It's supposed to be a date. I don't mind that, though. You know, some women be like, oh, my God, you want to get to open mic? But I don't mind that. I don't mind it being a cheap date, you know, just, you know, because I want to get to know that person. I want to fill him out, and I don't need him to spend a whole lot of money on me just for me to do that. It's not that serious. Y'all need to, you know, if y'all interested, y'all want to hang out with me, y'all want to do things, schedule things, all that good stuff, then hit me up. I'm on Facebook.com/LAHGARTS, Laha. And we can talk about it. You know, I don't know. We might have a good time together. Might have fun. Well, we're going to keep the music going. I got some more music. Like I said, I'm going to slow it down a bit. I hope y'all enjoy it. And I'll be right back.
Girl, you know I'm hooked on you.
on physical boat until I see smiles here. Better can come stuff. Aww. And before that, I want to affect you. What that color needs bad. I like the name that color needs bad. And we're just mellowing it out. And we got like 15 minutes remaining on the clock. This is Music Being Time with myself, the Fresh Heart. Every Monday night, we're playing the best in hip hop, R&B, spoken word, and independent artists. If you want to submit your music, once again, shoot us an email at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com or go to our website, phonefantasyradio.com, and click on submit music, and we got you. That's how we do it right here. We do it big. 2013, it's going to be a very simple, condensed version of Phone Fantasy Radio. We're not going to be nothing too fancy. However, I do have a concept coming up soon. Yeah, I'm still trying to get my prizes together. Hopefully, I can have some concerts or two, maybe some tickets or something like that. You never know. Like I said, it's gonna be real simple, nothing fancy, you know, a little pop. We had a very nice contest last year with the Kabasa. I need to bring that back. I actually get a picture that I actually want to see in my email. That's always a good look. but, you know, we're going to behave. This year, I'm not going to ask y'all to send any private talks this year. Not yet. Anyway, let me go ahead and continue with this music, and we're going to come right back. Well, actually, no, let me tell y'all now. I'm going to end off with music, and I'll tell y'all what's been tuning in tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, the Phone Fantasy Radio, the Honey Street with a Fresh Heart. We'll be talking about being a witness to a crime, and instead of helping, taking photos or videos and adding them to social networks like Facebook, YouTube, and World Star Hip Hop, what's up, stuff. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow. I'm going to get your opinions on that. And then we'll be back again on Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, for Swingers, State of Mind Radio Show, with Trinity Blake and myself, with Fresh Heart. And that's when we talk about how to be a swinger, and boundaries, and a little bit of everything is going to be covered in that show. So you definitely don't want to miss that. Tune in, have fun, great conversation. We have controversial sexiness at its finest because we are Phone Fantasy Radio. Website, phonefantasyradio.com. Hit us up on Facebook, www.facebook.com/WRPF Radio. And you can also hit us up on twitter.com/phonefanradio. Remember, submit those song requests and shout out, and I got you, 805-214-8320. Send me a text message or a voicemail message, and we got you. So you're here live on Phone Fantasy Radio. On that note, everyone, enjoy the rest of your Monday night, and I'll see you tomorrow night. So right now we're going to end with some good music by the first celebrity crush I've ever had.
I've waited for this moment for such a long time. Now that you're here with me, listen to me. This one's dedicated to my angel.
never meant. No, baby, I didn't mean to make you cry. I didn't mean to make you say bye bye bye.
Baby, won't you let me look inside your soul?
Body
earth,
all your softest spots I plan to learn.
Phone Fantasy Radio, playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.